With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The U.S. Forest Service could have fewer firefighting air tankers than it originally planned for this fire season. Edward O'Brien has more.
The agency hoped to contract for up to seven more so-called next-generation jet-powered firefighting air tankers, but two out-of-state air tanker companies filed protests over how the agency solicited aircraft contractors. Missoula's Neptune Aviation hopes to contract four of its next-generation tankers with the Forest Service. Those five-year contracts are worth tens of millions of dollars. Neptune CEO Ron Hooper says it's too easy to stall a federal contract process.
These contracts have become very lucrative and very competitive, so you'll find members of the industry protesting on any basis they can if they're not successful in the bidding process.
Despite the delay, the Forest Service says it will have plenty of air support available this summer for wildfire operations. More on this story later this week. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A 24-year-old man has been sentenced to 60 years in prison for the stabbing death of a Billings photographer and philanthropist who often gave money to people in need. Prosecutors said Zachariah James Wiseman was high when he stabbed Michael Sample three times in June of 2014. Wiseman pleaded guilty to deliberate homicide in April. Sample was vice president of the Sample Foundation. His photographs appeared in numerous books and calendars. District Judge Michael Moses said Wiseman would have to serve 20 years of his sentence before being eligible for parole. Fire danger is now high in Missoula County. That's 1 month earlier than last year. Officials with the Missoula County Fire Protection Association say unseasonably warm temperatures, lack of rain, and persistent winds have prompted them to go straight from a low fire danger rating to high starting just after midnight tonight. That means outdoor burning by permit will be closed in Missoula County starting tomorrow. Campfires are still allowed, but officials urge people to make sure they're cold to the touch before leaving them. They're also asking the public to avoid creating sparks with mowers and other power equipment or with safety chains on trailers. Firefighters are on alert for what could be an elongated wildfire season and say recent fires have shown resistance to control. Today in Helena, an appointed committee began preparations to close the Montana Developmental Center and put its clients into community-based treatment. Steve Jess reports the panel is also being asked to deal with sinking employee morale.
Eric Burke, executive director of the union that represents MDC employees, says when the legislature voted to shut down the center, which houses people judged to be a threat to themselves or others, it created a storm at the facility.
It's morale, it's violence amongst the clients, it's windows being broken, it's comments being made to other clients, it's comments being made to staff, it's worry, it's fear, and we weren't prepared for this.
Burke pleaded with the MDC Transition Committee to address the problem, but Committee Chair Dan Villa says employee morale is not part of the committee's responsibility.
The administration itself is engaged in a labor management process with our employees, not only to express our appreciation of the work they do, but also to make sure that they understand that they are a necessary component to the mental health continuum of care in Montana.
The 15-member transition committee is overseeing the plan to close the center by the end of next year. That includes recommending options for the 200-plus workers facing layoffs. I'm Steve Jess.
The U.S. Department of Education is investigating the University of Washington over its response to a report of sexual violence. The school says the investigation by the Office for Civil Rights is automatic after a UW student sent a complaint to the federal government. More than 100 universities are currently the subject of similar investigations by the Department of Education. Western Washington University was added to the list in April. Montana's congressional delegation today introduced a bill to give wild and scenic river status to East Rosebud Creek, which drains the Absaroka Beartooth Range northwest of Red Lodge. The bill designates two sections totaling 20 miles of the creek that run entirely through U.S. Forest Service land. No private land will be impacted by the legislation. A press release from Senators John Tester and Steve Daines says that less than one-half of 1% of Montana's approximately 170,000 miles of river is designated as wild and scenic, and the last time a Montana river was protected under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act was in 1976. The act was passed by Congress in 1968 to preserve rivers with cultural and recreational value in their free-flowing condition. The bill won praise from both the Greater Yellowstone Coalition and Friends of the East Rosebud. That group says the creek attracts visitors from all over the world and yields significant economic value to surrounding communities. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service employees are working to draw conclusions from some 3,000 comments on a plan to restore grizzly bears to the North Cascades. The Seattle Times reports that after public meetings in six cities, an environmental impact statement is in the works and a final decision is expected by late 2017. Submitted comments range from outrage at the possible reintroduction of a predator to hopes of conservation. Grizzlies would be returned to about 9,800 square miles of mostly federal lands. It's estimated there may be fewer than 20 of the bears living in the North Cascades, south of the Canadian border. Leaders of the Little Shell tribe of Chippewa Indians want Montana officials to allow its members to hunt more bison that leave Yellowstone National Park. Tribal Chairman Gerald Gray told Governor Steve Bullock today that the state-recognized tribe is entitled to and would benefit significantly from additional bison. Gray says tribal historians are determining which route to take in seeking hunting access for the landless tribe of about 4,500 people near Great Falls. The state currently allows Montana tribes to take two bison each year. Gray says he would like to see the Little Shell tribe access 10 to 15, each of which can feed as many as 20 families. Other tribes with treaty rights to hunt in the Yellowstone area killed about 170 bison last winter. Deputies are investigating a fight outside a bar in northwestern Montana that left a woman with a gunshot wound to the arm. Rail Line Tavern in Marion was closing about 2 a.m. Sunday when an altercation in the parking lot turned violent. A man fired a handgun, hitting a 30-year-old Big Fork woman in the arm. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says they've identified a suspect, but no arrests have been made. Curry said witnesses have provided a couple of different versions of what led to the fight. The injured woman was transported to a Kalispell hospital and then to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle for surgery. Curry said she was in stable condition today. And law enforcement officials say a 15-year-old boy who died after crashing a pickup truck during a police pursuit was driving a stolen vehicle. Pierce Norman Beach of Hungry Horse died early Sunday when the pickup went off the road and hit a tree. Two passengers, aged 16 and 18, were injured. A Cascade area couple says state firefighters unnecessarily cut down a tree housing a bald eagle's nest and killed an eaglet while fighting a fire last week. A state forester said the tree caught fire and the best way to put it out was to cut it down. He says they didn't know there was an eagle's nest in the tree because of the smoke. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.